Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 12th of May 2017. At the Radio Centre Industry Conference this week, some figures about the impact the Amazon Echo and similar pieces of kit are having on radio. According to their new study, Getting Vocal, household penetration of voice-controlled devices could exceed 40% by early next year. Here's Mark Barber from Radio Centre speaking at Thursday's event.
Our research highlights that the vast majority of Echo owners use it regularly, 81% at least once a day or more. Audio dominates current usage, with a total of 91% of Echo users either listening to the radio or streaming music services through the device. And with 77% of users tuning in, radio is the most widely accessed form of audio entertainment on the device. As one of our users said, it's not that we're doing new things, we're doing things that we were already doing, just more of them. And it's easier this way. So we were already listening to the radio, but now it's easier.
Well, star turn at the Tuning In conference was Christian O'Connell from Absolute Radio Breakfast. Here's a bit from his session that I particularly enjoyed.
A couple of weeks ago, my producer, who'd been with me like 5 years, was leaving. And I was off on holiday that week, and I wanted something to arrive in the office that would make him laugh. I rang Interflora. This is where the story gets odd. I ring Interflora and I go, I need to send a funeral wreath. And this woman was very helpful. She went, let us know the name of the funeral director. We'll take care of everything for you, sir. And I went, oh, no, it's not to a funeral director. It's actually to someone who's alive. There was a really uncomfortable gap. She went, I'm not quite clear what you mean. What do you mean to somebody who's alive? I went, yes, look, I know the guy. He'll find it funny. He's leaving. I'd like to send him a funeral wreath to where he works. She said, can you just put me on hold for like 2 minutes? Then someone else comes on. Hi, it's Ian, the manager. Can I just check what it is you're trying to ask for? And I went, I'd like to send a wreath to someone. Now, it sounds really odd. They've got a great sense of humour. They find this really funny. And he was like, well, what would the message say? What would say, you're dead to me? He then said to me, the man from Interflora said, I think this is an inappropriate idea. And I said, you don't know this guy. How can you say it's inappropriate? He said, Interflora want no part in this. Interflora, they're pulling out of this. And he hung up.
The OC, Christine O'Connell, speaking on Thursday at the Radio Centre Conference in London. Also this week, Celador has bought another licence. It's taking over 107 Jack FM Berkshire in Reading. The group now owns 26 stations around the south and east of England, most of them using the Sam FM and the Breeze brand names. Jack UK brand owners Oxys, meanwhile, have launched Jack 3 this week. It's playing easy listening music on DAB in Oxfordshire.
Well, hello. Welcome to the hot tub. We're Jack 3. We take it easy. Fancy a bit of... Maybe some...
You can tell the...
Push, push,
I wanna see it.
Or even...
Right after night.
S.O.S.
Hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind.
Lovely. You grab a bottle, we'll put a song on. Jack 3. Chilling. When we want.
Another service coming soon could be Primordial Radio, which has launched a crowdfunding page. The rock and metal station is the idea of some former Team Rock radio staff. They're looking for £130,000 to set it up and raised more than £50,000 in just the first few days.
Primordial is a rock and metal entertainment service
that is here to serve the rock and metal community
with a radio station, podcasts, videos, merchandise, and live events.
It is the evolution of radio. It's Tinder meets Spotify meets radio.
I'm not in the mood for this song right now.
The system will then deliver more of what you like and less of what you don't like.
The technology, as far as I'm aware, nobody is doing it in the manner in which we are going to do it.
Now, election season is in full swing and LBC bagged one of the first big leader interviews of the campaign, with the Prime Minister Theresa May joining Nick Ferrari on the show on Thursday night. It's part of a new series of LBC Leaders Live programmes.
Are you going to put tax up for those earning more money?
We are a party that believes in actually trying to ensure that we have low taxes, rather than the instinct of the Labour Party, which is to put taxes up.
It doesn't quite answer the question. Will you be putting taxes up?
Well, What I'm saying is we have no plans to increase the level of tax.
For the full term?
No plans to increase the level of tax.
For
but
the full
term. What I'm saying is that that's because we're a party that believes in low tax, and our instinct is to reduce tax on working families.
Would that be for your full term, or you can't commit?
No, as a government, we would go into government with no plans to increase the level of tax.
Chris Moyles is getting a new producer to replace Dave Masterman, who left for Absolute. James Robinson stays in Leicester Square, moves from Heart to Radio X. He'll be overseeing a breakfast show that this week went all geeky with guest Andy Peters having a go at being a Heart jock.
Everyone's either laughing or going, this is not funny. And the only other person who's indifferent to that is Ashley Tabor, who's sitting there going, OK, let's hear the news intro. Mulhern always struggles with it. Let's hear the news intro.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Hang on. I have to say the frequency I know because that's what I'm used to, and I've only rehearsed it with one frequency.
You've rehearsed it? When did you rehearse it? Andy, have you really rehearsed
Karen, this morning.
No, of course I haven't. But in my head,
Andy,
when it's on the radio, I just
Andy,
always say it in my
head. Do you walk around your house doing the Heart news intro? You do, don't you? You do?
No, because I don't listen in my house. I only listen to the car.
Oh,
and I do listen in my house. It's on, yeah, preset 7. Ollie Murs on Heart on 106.2 FM, online on your mobile and on digital radio. This is Heart. It's 9 o'clock. Here's the latest.
Wow!
I miss doing radio.
You nailed that, Andy.
Thank you. Well, I'm through to boot camp.
Yeah, absolutely. Golden buzzer.
A short clip there from my laugh out loud moment of the week. I couldn't get out of the car until the 10-minute link had finished on Wednesday morning. Very funny. Talking of Moyles, on Thursday, the Radio X managing editor Matt Deverson popped into the studio to talk to the team on air. Chris put forward a suggestion of a Moyles takeover for the station on Bank Holiday Monday. And as things progressed, Radio Today's managing editor Roy Martin even got a mention.
It's a yes, I take it.
Oh, he's got something, isn't he?
Yeah. Come on!
Yeah, let me...
It'll be in Radio Today. They'll go crazy for it.
Oh, yeah. Imagine.
Roy will literally wet himself.
They might get another quote from me as well.
There you go.
And Roy was literally wetting himself. And finally this week, Capital's Summertime Ball has sold out in record time. All 80,000 tickets for the Wembley Stadium event next month went in 90 minutes when they went on sale on Thursday morning. Acts performing include Bruno Mars, Little Mix, Shawn Mendes, Rag & Bone Man, and Five After Midnight. And don't forget, you can get news of what's happening in radio every single day of the week as it happens at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.